Hello, hello, and welcome to another exciting episode of Skeptics and Seekers Sunday Sermon Shorts. At work, short break. Let's get to it. Christian Post. No, I actually don't have an article to read. If you want the article, just drop a note on the website, skepticsandseekers.squarespace.com. Log in your discuss account, discuss away. Ask for the link. I will be glad to give it to you. But at the time of this recording, I don't have it in front of me. So I will just describe the situation as quickly as possible. In some state, I can't remember the state. It's not important. They have board meetings. It was a county board meeting, and they have wormed for themselves the right to have prayers in their board meetings because, of course, there should not be any separation between church and state. Every good Christian will tell you that. So, prayers. Cool. It's the law. So let's respect that. Except they're being sued. They're being sued by someone who has been forbidden, not allowed, to offer the invocation. It's a Christian. It's not one of those satanic temple guys. Don't worry about that. It's a Christian. An Episcopal pastor. Remember, if they're the pastor, you're the sheep. Okay, so this Episcopal pastor has been trying to get on the list of people who are allowed to give the invocation. Because why not, right? It's a Christian thing. They're Christians, aren't they? But you know what? For this particular place and for the person who is in charge of, handing out the invocation rites and getting that done, this Episcopal pastor is not Christian enough. The Episcopal Church is not Christian enough. Not the right kind of Christian, you see. There is a clear and heavy bias that only the people who agree with this person, and that is typically the far right, as the headline says, extremist Christian. It's a Christian Post. that the extremist Christians are the only ones who can do the invocation. And that seems to be the case. And of course it is. And this, Christians, is why you should be against a mixing of church and state, as I have known since I was a kid. When I was a child churchman, I still was against things like prayer in school and in invocations in public places, things like that. Not because I was smart, but because I was a crazy Christian. I guess I was pretty smart for a crazy Christian, crazy mad conservative. My concern was that if you allowed those things, then the wrong kind of Christians would be allowed to pray. You don't want the government deciding that. So better to not have it at all. This is how I reasoned. I believe that I was correct in that reasoning. I believe that this sort of thing bears that out. So be careful of the theocracy you root for. Here's the thing. At some point, even you, conservative Christian, will find yourself on the wrong side of your own theocracy. Yeah. Yeah. And, you know, the conservative right-wing extremist Christians who are in charge of this thing, yeah, they know better. The law permits prayers, not just Christian prayers, by the way, religious prayers for the invocation, but the Christians, as demonstrated again and again, don't give a tinker's damn about the law. That's the theocracy that you're headed for. It's not atheists suing Christians to follow the theocratic law that they set up. It's Christians suing Christians. There it is. Okay. I hope that you were able to hear this above the rumbling of the cars. Until next time, I'm out.